A program to restore the older housing stock in western Massachusetts through a series of neighborhood rebuilding projects is marking its 25th year this month. Work is already underway on repairs to nearly a dozen houses on a single block in Springfield's Old Hill neighborhood, one of the poorest neighborhoods in the United States. The project will culminate this Saturday when 1,000 volunteers are expected to descend on the street to finish the construction, do some painting, haul away trash, and spruce up yards. The program, run by Revitalized Community Development Corporation, called the Green and Fit Neighborhood Rebuild, focuses on the homes of low-income families, the elderly, and military veterans. The repairs are intended to help people stay in their homes by reducing energy costs and making the structures more safe and secure. The home on Alden Street, where 89-year-old Hazel Williamson, the widow of a World War II veteran, lives, has had a new roof put on, 21 new energy-efficient windows installed, and repairs made to the front porch.
It's a big help because this needs to be done before now, but circumstances didn't let us do it, so sickness mainly, in the family. So
Williamson said the repairs to the house her parents bought in the 1940s will allow her to stay there until she can no longer live on her own.
You're enjoying it, you're enjoying your home because you know that it's comfortable, it's accessible, and so you stay here as long as you can.
Colleen Loveless, president and CEO of Revitalize CDC, said this year also marks the halfway point in a decade-long initiative to repair homes on 10 contiguous blocks in the Old Hill neighborhood each year.
And it was not only really impacted by the housing downturn in 2008, 2009, and in recent years, but also the tornadoes in 2011 also had damage to many of the homes here.
In addition to the home repairs, this year's project also includes repairs to a church, cleaning out vacant lots, creating a community garden, and painting several classrooms in a public middle school in the neighborhood.
There's plenty of work for everybody because there's yard cleanups and there's painting and there's landscaping and trimming and installing fences. And even if people want to just hand out T-shirts and help out at volunteer registration, they can do that. So there's something for everybody.
The nonprofit organization receives through the city of Springfield $25,000 from the Federal Community Development Block Grant Program that President Trump has proposed to eliminate.
If we didn't have this type of funding, you'd be having vacant foreclosed properties, and it's systemic, it's contagious in a bad way, and the work we do is contagious in a very good way, and we're able to leverage the CDBG fundings that we receive. We're able to leverage that as much as 4 to 1, so it's quite a great investment.
Since 1992, Revitalize CDC reports it has rehabilitated almost 600 homes in western Massachusetts. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.